Our next item is Hawk's Eye Subdivision, Amenity Area Site Plan.
It's a site plan for a 1,578 square foot pool house and an 11,283 square foot pool area. Pool area includes a pool and decking. 38 parking spaces are provided at the site. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. And grant preliminary approval final to be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I have some, I want to bring up a matter of discussion that pertains to this as well as the following subdivision that's coming up and perhaps future ones. In looking at this site plan, amenity site area site plan, for this one and the upcoming one, it brings to mind for me is whether these are issues that could be addressed by planning and zoning staff, or is it a matter that requires the approval of the commission itself in situations that are not of controversy or questionable areas? You know, I understand it's been a long-standing practice that the commission review these, but in a subdivision, you know, with all the subdivisions that have been improved and that are will be coming back before us, is this a matter of that the commission itself should be concerned with, or could it best be addressed by the staff? You know, of course, with their ability to bring it before the commission if there's a question.
Well, I think you raise an issue that certainly I know that I have thought of before, and I suspect our fellow commissioners at one time or another, it's occurred to them that some of these things that come in front of us, the situation we're in today, though, is that we, as it stands, we have to act on these. I think it might be appropriate, though, to make time for such a discussion on some future agenda. Where
could I read a paragraph into the record?
You may.
This is right out of the code.
Yeah.
Under an AR section, for example, swimming pool, game courts, picnic grounds, boat basins, lakes, or similar activities in a development or subdivision, when such facilities are situated on a separate lot, which this is, or parcel within it said development or subdivision for use by the residents and their guests and not commercially operated, may be on less than 2 acres, and such facility will be subject to a site plan review, and setbacks will be determined by the commission. If the setbacks were standard and met all the code requirements, then the commission could authorize staff by consensus to be able to review them. If they're reduced, then it has to go before the commission.
Can we do that without changing the ordinance, can we just make that pronouncement, or does it require an ordinance?
Well, there are several things that you have authorized in the past for the staff to review and approve, and if there were questions, we would bring them to the commission. For example, farm ponds.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we were getting 6, 8, 10 at a time on occasion years ago. Then you just put it on staff to be able to do the review, since we were reviewing them anyway and having to give reports.
Okay.
But in this case, what I'm saying is that the commission could base that such facility will be subject to site plan review. If the commission authorized staff to review it, then it's being reviewed. If it meets the setback requirements of the ordinance in all aspects, then the staff could review it. If it's reduced, because it can be reduced based on that paragraph, then it would have to go to the commission.
I think that sounds like an excellent position for us to adopt. Mr. Abbott, do you have a feeling on any of this one way or another? Because I know you get involved in having to look at these things.
Well, like I told Mr. Johnson, it'll shorten load.
Well, I think we're all interested in shortening the load.
Most of the amenity site plans we get or at the required setback, or, you know, whatever the zoning district is. Or
right, but they still have to come here right now. Yeah, well, all of those could be just done in the office. Shouldn't be a problem. Council, I guess we need a motion or some kind, or can we just What do we need to do?
We're gonna, you have to act on these.
I have to act on
yeah, we'll act on these.
We're going to act on this. I think.
You want us to prepare something and have it brought up at the next meeting?
Yes, if you would.
Formal policy.
Yeah, if you could have some a formal policy written up for us to consider. And
we can, Rebecca can discuss with Vince and make sure we're on the right page.
Yeah, okay.
All
right, but in the meantime, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you bringing that up.
Mr. Chairman, concerning the Hawkseye subdivision amenity area site plan on Road 267, my motion is for approval.
Second.
And can I further stipulate, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want to further stipulate that final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Okay, I think we need another second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the amenity site area. Amenity area site plan for Hawkseye subdivision with the final approval being by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.